last night I saw an Intel Hub piece where one of the writers was analyzing a CBS News piece. And
have we posted their whole article yet?
The lady they're interviewing, she claims she saw, she says she was inside the Inland Regional Center when the shooting happened. And she describes three shooters, white, male, tall, wearing military gear, which doesn't fit the description that, you know, of the assailants at the end. It wasn't Muslim. They weren't two Muslims, a male and a female. She said specifically she saw three males. So here's that clip if we want to run it.
Let's run it.
You know, why would we hear shots? As we look out the window, a second set of shots goes off, and it's just pop, 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 pop. And we saw a man fall to the floor. Then we just looked, and we saw three men dressed in all black, military attire with vests on. They're holding assault rifles, and they opened up the door to building three, and one of them opens up the door to building three. He starts to shoots all over into the room. That's the room that we typically have conferences in, and we just heard more gunshots go off.
That's Shelly Abdelmagid, I think is how you pronounce it. And there's other witnesses saying the same thing. There's the Intel Hub run by Shepherd Ambulance. Pretty good website. I mean, he's a really great guy. I love the new look at their site. I haven't looked at it lately. Eyewitness to terror attack. Three tall white men did it. Boy, MSNBC will have a heart attack of joy if they get to do that and make it racial. But this doesn't fit with the other witnesses said about how they made the Christians and others beg for their lives. So do they piggyback something? That woman sounded pretty credible. I know we have another clip with the video, but good job for the journalist groups out there ferreting this out and pointing this out. What's this other clip?
This is of Shelly Abdelmagid, the employee of the Inland Regional Center, and it's the other half of the interview where Scott Pelley, I think, is the CBS anchor that's interviewing her. He asks her if she's certain that she saw three men, and she confirms, and then at the end of the clip he says, well, now we know that it was a male and a female. So,
wow, staying with the script. Let's go to it.
I couldn't see his face. He had a black hat on, and from my view, all I could see was just a black hat and black long-sleeve shirt, possibly gloves on. He had black cargo pants on, the kind with the zippers on the sides and the big puffy pockets. He had a huge assault rifle, and he had extra ammo. He's coming ready for something to reload. I don't know. He had like magazines. I couldn't see what else I saw. I just saw three dressed exactly the same.
You're certain that you saw three men?
Yes. It looks like their skin color was white. They looked like they were athletic build, and they appeared to be tall.
And then he goes on, and we play the full clip, and then repeats, it's a man and a woman.